Beach, right?
Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 559. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel here.
What's up? How's it going?
That's going good. Better than you, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, actually, because guess what? Guess who was going to get these today?
Oh, no. What are they?
I hit them right. You can't see it because this background.
your stunning estate will not allow me. It's a secret firewall. It will not
allow
me.
Yeah, it sure is. These ones are super soft and not dry. And I was going to bring them over. And then you informed me that you might have some sort of bug.
It's really hard to tell. Ever since the Radio St. Pete 1 year celebration last week and going to that concert, I've just felt a general malaise, not feeling great, a little sinusy, a little throat scratchy, just a regular common cold or COVID symptoms, one and the same at this point. But so I just let you know, just out of due diligence on my end, that I feel 80%, but also not feeling 100%. And based on those numbers, you said you were going to stay home, which is totally fine. Uh-oh, you're muted. Why are you muted?
I really appreciate the transparency, unlike our government, because I can choose the risk, right? You're allowing me to choose. You go, hey, this is the risk. You want to come over? And I was like, no. No, I don't.
The only thing I don't like, because you were like, well, it's more fun in person, which I do agree with that. The only thing I do like about remote is that I can sit comfortably at my desk. I don't have to look at you look awkward, while I'm trying to pull things up, listen to you. Well, I'd put up this on a social media platform that links to this show. One of the comments I got was, are you afraid to look at Anna? And I'm like, it's just awkward. It's an awkward setup. It's just like a one-man desk that I'm kind of looking over the side.
And you're looking slightly behind you.
Yes.
Which is weird. So, no offense taken.
Yeah.
We're good.
But anyway, I did get to see you. And I don't know if I got ill at the Radio St. Pete or concert or if I was a super spreader, perhaps. I don't know. I haven't heard anything from anybody, so I'm assuming everything went, without a hitch. But it was a good time. Got to meet Nanette. She's awesome.
Yeah. My heart exploded in that moment where two people who were just so close to me got to meet each other. And you both probably felt like you already knew each other because I talk about you both so much to the other. So right. It was just really cool. It was super cool. I didn't even ask you, because I'm a jerk, how the concert went.
It was good. It was good. We didn't really stay that long. You took off from Radio St. Pete's thing. I didn't schmooze as much as I wanted to. So, because we had to go, for the concert, I got to get on air with Joe Bordeaux, the fearless leader there over there at Radio St. Pete. I got to see the studio. Studio's really cool. Mm-hmm. Apparently anybody can go in there, and that's not an open invitation, but I think it's a community space. So you can go check it out if you wanted to see what's happening in the Thrive Center. I did see J. Kolb, our music director. He's done a lot of great work. Looked at me in disgust, as he tends to do every time I see Jay. I wait, hey Jay, wave at him, and he kind of gives me that hi. I don't take it personally.
No. I was just gonna say, I think that's just like the type of guy. He's not meaning to be like off, not off-putting, but like not super friendly. It's just who he is. So don't take offense by it.
I don't. I get to see him in the board meetings, and that's about it. But anyway, it seemed like a raging success. So I was happy to finally get down there and check everything out. And I hope I didn't get the elders ill. I certainly hope not. Hopefully they got me ill And then I just spread it to the younger people at the Bright concert is what I'm kind of hoping. Because I felt kind of funky the next day after that, which is probably the first time I've been out. Well, no, I guess that's not entirely true, but it was a pretty big crowd out there. Good concert. Mm. Definitely had a lot of tequila and drinks beforehand, which always helps.
Nice. Oh, of course.
Some people don't need to drink to have a good time. I'm not one of those people. I like to have a few drinks.
It certainly enhances the experience. That's for sure.
But Julia liked it, and she's never really heard of it. So, I mean, she was also pretty drunk.
So maybe that had an effect.
True. That's true. We were not feeling good the next day. We thought we were both hungover, but maybe we were just ill. Definitely possible. But yeah, it was a good time. I don't really know what to say about it. Have you decided to check out any more tracks from my favorite band to see if you do
No. I heard a few and I was like, no. And then I listened again and I was like, still no. You know, sometimes you got to be, it's not what you expect. And then you go, this sucks. And then you listen again, you go, I like it. Like there were a lot of times when I tried like food where I didn't think it was going to be. I wasn't expecting spice or something. And I go, no. And then you try it again. You're like, get ready for the spice. And then you taste it and you go, oh, okay. I see now, you know, but no, it sucks. Sorry.
That's fine. I get it. Julie was like, we should go to the next show in Orlando the next day. And I was like,
the next day.
Yeah. She was also at a lot of tequila.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But it was good. I do have some like personal stuff I wanted to get to, but I think we should just save that for the St. Pete people. And we can talk about our own stuff that we got going on. I wanted to keep it kind of local today. Okay. Anna. And you heard about and are getting phone calls. Do they seem like these scam calls are on the uptick to you at all?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. Not for me. I'm going to get like 6 calls, but no, nothing more than usual.
Well, I just never answer the phone if I don't know what the number is. Do you usually get a lot anyway or no? You just don't get any?
I was getting a lot during, right around the election, I want to say. I was just getting bombarded.
What about the toll that you owe the toll money from the text messages? Are you getting those?
Oh, yeah. I get a lot of texts.
Okay.
But
not a lot of calls.
Yeah. Not more than usual.
Do you answer the phone when somebody does?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't either.
Absolutely not.
So how many calls a day do you get from an unknown number that you don't answer?
Maybe one on average.
Wow. Two. What's your phone carrier? You got a good phone carrier.
T-Mobile. I don't even answer a lot of calls from people I do know. I go, this could be a scammer. It's like, dad.
No, probably a scam. Sorry, Phil. Yeah, I don't really like I don't think anybody likes talking on the phone these days anymore, but I get quite a few, like at least 2 or 3 a day, I would say. But I always wonder, like, who falls for this? Like, who gets a text messages from JamelPatel@gmail.com and thinks that they're a representative of the Florida Department of Transportation and that you need to pay him money. Like, who falls for this? But apparently
old people, obviously.
Yeah.
We got a lot of those in this state.
So scammers have stolen more than $1 million from Hillsborough County residents in 2025. Now it is when we were recording this, it's the 12th right now. So already 3 months in, Hillsborough County alone got hit for $1 million. I wanted to watch this news story with you.
And tonight, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office reports already scammers have stolen more than $1 million from residents.
All new at 6, 10 Tampa Bay's Hand-Deneen takes a closer look.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm usually very good at picking up scams, but it was very, very real.
Why do you say, oh, wow, off the bat?
No comment, no reason.
Okay. Well, is she older than you thought or younger? Or because she doesn't seem that old to me.
No, I just, she's kind of ugly. That's all.
Okay. Fair enough. That's rude.
It's the Bubba in me that will never go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I see like a gross woman, he'd just be like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear what you have to say, uggo, you know? So.
Right. there's something to be said for that. But for the purposes of this story, we'll go ahead and give her a whirl.
Okay. Alarming call from someone claiming to be a Hillsborough Sheriff's deputy.
Unknown caller.
Telling Kathy O'Berry she'd missed jury duty and to pay up or risk being arrested.
It was very scary. I told him I've never done anything illegal in my life and I'm happy to do jury duty.
The call coming from an actual Hillsborough Sheriff's Office number and the caller using the name of a real deputy.
He was very authoritative. And he told me to be quiet and stop and listen to what I'm telling you.
Kathy refused to send the $7,000 he'd...
Hey, Uggo, send me $7,000 right now or you're in a lot of trouble.
Could you imagine the voice on the other line if it was like, you better send me $7,000 to Hebrew?
You bastard.
Oh my God!
Your mother is a goat if you don't send $7,000.
Demanded. Then she called the real police.
I said, I just got the most unusual phone call. And he said, let me guess, jury duty. And I said, yes. And he goes, it's a scam.
The Hillsborough Sheriff's Office says they're seeing an alarming increase in jury summons scams, warrant scams, and failure to appear scams. In each case, scammers imitating law enforcement.
It's all about intimidation. When scammers are contacting us as victims, they try to create a sense of urgency. We have to pay now.
Sheriff Chad Cronister says in recent years, the department has increased resources to address crime like this. But the most effective counterattack remains education.
Realize that law enforcement will never call you or contact you to collect any type of fees or fines.
As scams become more sophisticated, he urges all to remain.
I keep hearing that they're becoming more sophisticated. The scams are becoming more sophisticated. I don't think they are. I mean, it's just people that are being like, listen, your mother is a goat and you need to pay me right now in Google gift cards. That's the only thing you can accept.
You know the theory of relativity, Will?
I'm familiar, but go ahead and explain, please.
So it may appear that these scams are becoming more sophisticated, but what's actually happening is we're becoming less sophisticated as a species. So.
Relatively speaking,
they're becoming more sophisticated because we are becoming dumber and dumber.
Yeah. I also don't like the subtle racism here that they are also doing in this broadcast. If you look at the photo of the scammer here in question,
how do you know that's the scammer?
I'm assuming so. They said that that's
the racism right there is that you assume that guy's a scammer.
Wait a minute. Let's check. Let's double check.
We'll never call you or contact you to collect any type of fees or fines.
Okay. So that goes with anything. Like even your bank won't do that. Right. I mean, no, your bank doesn't know. Nobody calls you anymore. If somebody calls you for money, this is a PSA. It's a scam. It's just not how it works. They'll send you a letter or something. That's probably going to be the next scam.
As scams become more sophisticated, he urges all to remain vigilant.
Okay, so that wasn't clear if that was the scammy or the scammer, I will say. It definitely gave the, there's a little bit of a nefarious look in the shot, would you say?
No comment.
Okay.
We know in 2025 that you don't need to stick a gun in someone's face to rob them.
Hannah Deneen, 10 Tampa Bay.
And if you find yourself on the other end of a call like this, the sheriff's office advises to hang up immediately. Do not make any payments. Call your bank if you did pay a scammer. And lastly, report that scam to law enforcement.
Okay. Thank you. And I think this is, I want to use this as a valuable PSA that if anybody calls you and says your mother is a goat, to not send them any sort of cash. Or if they say they want to bang you, also not true. Nobody wants to bang you, so do not send anybody. Remember old Largo?
Oh, yeah. I talked about him recently, I think. Yeah.
You talked to him recently?
About him. Like, he came up in a story, like, 2 weeks ago, maybe.
So Largo was a... I don't know what his deal was. He was the night janitor at Cox. And he was there when we were there because we were there at night. And, you know, he's the only person in the building. I used to kind of tease him and stuff. And then he kind of became a friend at a certain point because he shared with me his love story with his Russian bride that he met online. And he was going to fly her out. And they were going to get married.
Yeah.
Sent her so far thousands of dollars, which I don't know how much money he was making as a night janitor, but I would say probably not much more above minimum wage. I think that's probably fair to say, which at that time, buckaroonies. And he lived in the apartments behind the studio. So work commute was really easy for him. And he would kind of just clean up. So finally, I was like, Largo. I don't remember his real name. His name was Bob, I think was his first name. But we asked where he was from, and he just said, Largo.
So no, he said, what's your name? And he must have heard, where are you from? And he was just like, Largo. So we're like, all right, that's your name.
Bobby Large is what I used to call him. But I was like, I'm like, listen, seriously, you got to stop sending this person. This is a scam, and you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and I
remember that. He knew it. He got to a point where he's like, I know. My sister's on, and he was, I don't know, something developmentally with him was not right. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know, that's a fair statement.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, I remember, obviously, the scam with, like, Natalie. I think that was what her name was. Yeah. And then he showed us a picture of her, and you're like, that's the hottest girl in the world. Like, that's pretty strong. But what I remember most clearly about Largo is one night, you, me, and him were in the kitchenette, and we started inquiring about his life story. And do you remember when he told us he burned down a movie theater when he was 14?
I'll never forget.
And then when I inquired, like, why? And he was just like, it's a good time.
Drunk. He's just drunk.
Yeah. Like, there was no vendetta. There was no, like, oh, it was my drunk stepfather. You know, none of that. It was just like, I don't know, random act of violence.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
And so the final straw with Bob Largo, as far as being the night janitor at CMG Tampa, was I think he would, you know, have a couple nips on the job, you know, in a bottle somewhere, would take a few swigs. I get it. You know, if you have a job like that, it makes your job more fun and tolerable. And he might have had a few too many nips one night and ended up passed out in the bushes. In front. And it's my understanding that Gio found him out in the bushes and alerted management. And from that point on, he was no longer employed as the night janitor. Gio blew up his spot. So that's unfortunate for Bobby Large. But he gave us a lot of joy.
He must have been there for hours, dude. Like,
oh yeah,
oh, that was 4 hours just passed out.
He was like the three students, like sleeping.
I have a video of us giving him, I think it was a Johnny B shirt, a Johnny B Show shirt.
Yeah.
It's in the archive somewhere. I'll find it. I think you presented him with it and he really liked it.
He did. And in fact, last time I saw him, which I believe was after he was terminated, he was just kind of walking around one night and I happened to be leaving after midnight, the radio station. He was walking around in that shirt.
Oh, just, yeah.
Just kind of patrolling, making sure everything was ship shape in his community. I hope he's okay. It sounded like, but that's, I guess that's the thing. It's like, this, especially the love scams, you just want to believe it so much, even though you know it's not true. You just you want to believe that it's true, and then you get whomped for all this cash. It's unfortunate for Bobby Large because he's just not in a position to. He doesn't have any extra income.
No, he does not. He's got to be careful. Be careful, man.
Yeah,
and everyone else out there.
So, if anybody, just PSA: nobody wants to bang you, and nobody's going to ask you for money on the phone. It's just not how anymore, so don't do it. Someone tried to hit my grandma with that. My
really? Poor
grandma, not a love scam, but she texted me and said that, asked if I had called her, because there was the scam going around where it was like, grandma, they would just find old people, I guess, online on their phone, be like, it's your grandson. They don't say the name, they just go, it's your grandson, I'm in jail. Yeah. It's money.
Oh geez. Yeah,
luckily she was with it enough to confirm.
Yeah.
Said, no, do not. I'm not in jail.
Yeah, I'm not in jail, Granny. Please don't put money.
Yeah. So that was intense. Few other things. I saw this story. What do you think about this? DJ Lagway. He is the quarterback for the University of Florida. Now, I guess semi-recently, within the past few years, players are getting paid now, not directly by the university, but with these licensing deals, these NIL deals, where they can make commercials, they can endorse products.
Yeah.
And some of these guys are getting millions of dollars, like tens of, I think Arch Manning, Eli and Peyton's nephew or something. They're, I don't know if you know who they are, but
yes, they do. They're football quarterbacks.
Hall of Fame quarterback. I think he's making $10 million a year in college. Just, I don't even think he starts, but he just has that name. So people want to endorse stuff. So this guy, DJ Lagway, he makes a six-figure NIL donation to Florida's women's sports on International Women's. And by the way, happy International Women's Day. Did we talk about that last time? We did.
Kind of.
Yeah. You were saying it was offensive to you.
I find it offensive, yeah.
Isn't it's Women's History Month, but it was International Women's Day.
Yeah. It's sick.
I hate, you know, I'm so cynical, Anna, that when I see a headline like this where a football player is giving away a six-figure donation, mm-hmm. I go, looks like someone might have got a little too handsy on campus. That's immediately what it is.
I mean, that's a fair assumption. I just don't
make it right. Florida sophomore quarterback has made a six-figure donation to Florida's partnered NIL collective, Florida Victorious, to support women's athletics programs at the University of Florida as part of International Women's Day. The specifics were not made, but the Swamp 24/7 has heard the idea was Lagway's, and the donation will be dispensed to gymnastics, women's basketball, softball, and volleyball programs in Gainesville.
Wait, can I just pause really quick? So you made a comment that you assume that he may, not assume, but you think it's a fair question to ask. Maybe this guy got a little handsy with somebody and he's making a donation.
To try to maybe get ahead of something.
I understand, yes.
Good press before bad press rolls in.
I feel like, Will, we are in the age of, which is sad, nobody respects hush money anymore. I really feel, truly, that Stormy Daniels set a new precedent where if you accept hush money, you need to shut up.
Shush your mouth.
I don't care how much abuse you've taken. Then don't take the money and talk.
Wait, and let me play devil's advocate here because I'm not sure, but I thought the deal was, now obviously some payment was made, but I thought the deal was with Stormy Daniels, if I'm not mistaken, was that they ended up hooking up and then she basically gave him a bill and he was like, I'm not paying you. That's prostitution. I thought we were just hooking up. And then something down the line happened where, and I could be getting this totally wrong, but, and then he was like, all right, I'm going to pay you now to shut your mouth about this and just let it go. And then he did that, and he did it kind of through his attorney's office instead of just through his account, I guess, which I don't know why you would do that, but that's what he did. Right? Am I getting the basics right of this?
Okay. As far as I understand it, he had a consensual affair with this woman, Stormy Daniels, in 2007 after like some golf thing, I think in Las Vegas, which is the place to bang porn stars. Has this affair, no big deal. A few years later, decides he wants to run for office. And he would like her to not talk about this. And through Michael Cohen, I guess, paid her a bunch of money. And I guess I'm assuming maybe she verbally agreed to take this money. And Michael Cohen paid for it. And then, as far as I know, Trump reimbursed Michael Cohen.
Yeah. So
that's what I thought it was. I don't think she initially asked for money or he gave her money. It was more, I thought it was more like the trolls are going to dig and they're going to find this. And when they find you as like a witness, I want you to just not talk. That's what I thought it was. Because this wasn't like a rape case. This wasn't like a sexual assault case. This was like you hooked up with the guy and he didn't want his wife and the rest of the world to find out. That's what I thought.
And they ended up finding out anyways. And somehow skirted the document that she was supposed to have signed.
I think she blew the top off. And then Michael Cohen defected.
Yeah. Yeah, because he got in trouble. He was getting heat for it because he did the straw purchase, if you will. So
he lied under oath. I think that was his...
He went to jail.
Yes. He committed perjury. I think that was his crime. Again, there's so many cases that it's like hard to keep what straight, but I thought that he lied under oath to Congress. And then he came out and said, I lied. And then that was the crime, was lying to Congress under oath.
And now he's just like, is he a talking head still? I know he was hitting all the CNBCs and MSNBCs. Same thing with her lawyer, that guy.
Avenatti.
Avenatti's still in prison.
He stole money from her. At least Trump paid.
He stole money from her. And didn't he steal it from some other client too? Embezzled it?
Yeah. I can't remember, but she also had like a book deal and she never saw like a penny of that. And she's like, what's going on? And he was just like pocketing all the money. I'm always like, how do you feel like you're going to get away with that? Because it's not like you're taking a few grand where like they maybe wouldn't notice. Like you took all the money. She didn't get anything. Like she did a book deal and like tours. And I guess he was, I don't know if he was like managing her or like her lawyer. I don't know. But
he must have been giving her something like, I can give you this, but we're still waiting for the check to come in.
Yeah, I think he was promising her like, oh, next month. Oh, this got delayed. Meanwhile, he was banking all the money. It's just so weird. Like, if you're going to be a criminal, like you'd think you'd be a better one. I don't know.
He must have bought something. He must have bought some sort of like stock or something and was told it was a sure thing. So he'd be able to pay her back pretty quickly. And also, like that, and you got, and then it didn't happen, and then it's like, now I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
in prison for like that guy was like gonna run for mayor, I remember, or governor of New York.
Yeah,
all the CNN people were like, you should, dude, that would be really good.
Yeah, you're really taking on Trump and all the stuff. Yeah, he's just like a total criminal, but
total, he's ball criminal.
He's right in, I guess. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could argue they all are, but. Some have been found guilty in court. I guess you could say Trump has too. But
well, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, you're right. A lot of them are criminals, but at least have some finesse. You know, I can have respect for someone who does a lot of bad things and doesn't get caught or doesn't get caught for a really long time. But someone just like right off the bat, like their first embezzlement just... takes an S on the bed. I mean, I can't trust this guy. You know, this guy sucks.
He's a long, it's a long one for that man.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm sure that this is probably just a nice kid, but I hate that I'm so jaded that I think that he must have got a little handsy, you know, with one of the girls or something. He's got NIL deals with Gatorade, Nintendo, Epic Games, and Leaf trading cards. Featured in a commercial for Gatorade in May. Did you know that Gatorade was made in Gainesville? That's why they call it Gatorade. It's a University of Florida.
I did know that. I feel like I'm replaying Waterboy in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? No, that was in Alabama, right? That was the setting, or Mississippi?
It was maybe Louisiana. I feel like
Louisiana,
it was
Louisiana. That's it. Because there were some Cajun references. So I think you're right. Right.
Yeah, it was like he played at Louisiana Southern Tech or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
A made-up school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, we are doing an extra half hour here. This is just up front with Radio St. Pete and podcast listeners. You do have a Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. If you do subscribe, you'll get the full audio version on the podcast, uncensored, completely uncensored, and we do that extra time there. And you can always get it on willsyoutube.com. By the way, Radio St. Pete, we are live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. It's so nice right now. It's light outside, which is amazing. It feels so good.
Does it?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Kind of like the darkness.
Before you complain, let's say goodbye to podcast listeners and to Radio St. Pete. Wish them well. Encourage them to join us on the Substack there. It's a great way to support the show. hmbradio.substack.com. We do bonus episodes too every once in a while, and those obviously end up over on that Substack. So thank you very much, Radio St. Pete. It was great to see all the Radio St. Pete people, even Jay, who has lemon face to me. But great to see everybody. Great to meet Nanette and see Joe. And we should do something there. Joe said we could do live stuff there at Radio St. Pete. So
I'm there periodically, so hit me up.
That's right. Okay, very good. Goodbye, Radio St. Pete. Goodbye, podcast listeners. Stay tuned, YouTube, willsyoutube.com. And let's do some extra time.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.